Hi, I'm Dominique with the blog Music, Art, Culture, and thank you for listening. We've got a brand new episode for you today. It's all about relationships. We're not talking about romance, we're talking about friendships and colleagues. And basically, if we're really as clear in our communication as we sometimes think we are, and if there's ways to improve on our verbal and nonverbal ways of getting our point across. So I think it's going to be a really cool episode. I'm just going to talk candidly and get my thoughts out there, and you're more than welcome to chime in. You can follow me on Twitter at OKDominiqueYes. You can also subscribe to the podcast, The Blog Music, Our Culture, for free on Apple Podcasts. You can also find us on Spotify and, of course, on our launching platform, which is Anchor. That's right, anchor.fm/musicourculture. So I hope you enjoy the show today. I am thrilled to be back to gather with you all over social media and electronic airwaves, right? 4G, 5G, whatever G you have. Thanks for tuning in and listening. It's always a good time as far as I'm concerned, and I hope you feel the same. So we're going to have a brief message. I'm going to take a quick short break. But when we come back, we're going to jump right into the conversation. I hope you've got your tea and coffee. Of course, you can always play this back. But if you like to get comfortable, grab your phone or turn up the volume and listen. What else? Whatever you're doing, just keep listening, right? You can be cooking, you can be cleaning, you can be, burning your candle, you can be looking at a couple of new recipes, maybe you wanted to take a break from studying, but whatever you're doing, do it well, and do it while you're listening to the blog Music, Art, Culture. We really appreciate your listenership, so you are more than welcome to subscribe for free. And we'll definitely keep the conversations going because there is always a lot to talk about. All right, so I hope everyone has been hanging in there. When I mean hanging in there, doing that sanity check where you ask yourself, are you really all right? Have you been avoiding making phone calls because you don't want people to know that you're really feeling some way emotionally or financially? Or have you been calling everyone and blowing up their phone because you're feeling some way emotionally or financially? Really, are you doing that health check? Are you feeling a certain type of way and not sharing how you feel? Or are you oversharing? I think that's important too, to know which we're doing, right? Are we oversharing or are we not sharing enough? One of the things that I've noticed a lot over social media is that people have been finding creative ways to connect and ask if other people are okay, whether they know them or not. They're asking to use a certain color heart emoji to say if they're feeling depressed or if they're having anxiety or if they're just not okay or if they're okay, if it's a great day, if it's a not so great day. I've seen different versions of it and I think it's all cool. I've also seen things that are more straightforward, like, you know, make sure you reach out and call someone today, or make sure you send out a text today. So I think those things are great also. But I've also had moments, even for myself, where I've thought that today is not that great of a day, but I didn't necessarily want to say it out loud. And I thought then, after having that thought, like, how many other people are feeling that, where you're saying, oh, it's okay, but you're not sure if it is okay. And it's not necessarily a problem for you that you may be feeling like it's not okay, but you don't necessarily know how to express that in a way that doesn't reflect panic, anxiety, fear, but you could just be feeling uncertain. And I think that's very normal too. And I think in this new normal, I hope we can get to a place where during the quarantine, if you're in a state that's quarantined, and even after the quarantine, we can talk honestly about where we are emotionally and how we're feeling about social issues, and also how we socialize. What do I mean by that? Well, social issues, like if you're in a state and you haven't been able to work, you know, there were issues with unemployment. Some people weren't getting their stimulus checks. Those are social issues, right? Not just how the government is being run, but also how you're able to care for your neighbors and your family. Those are social issues. Now, how you socialize is, you know, in a time where what if you had to have an extended period of, you know, isolation? Would you want to change your environment? Would you change things about your personality? Would you not overreact or be more honest and open about how you felt about something in regards to how you communicate and socialize with the people around you? And I think that's really important because it changes the norm and it causes us to be better. And I think that's something that's really important in a time like this and really like all year round, 365 days in a year, right? Where we should be able to reflect how we feel, but also in a way that doesn't cause like this problematic, chaotic environment. And it's not always easy to do those things, but I think it is manageable when we first start with our energy. And instead of expecting something from the other person to validate our insecurity, our maybe our self-assured beliefs in certain things, we just give them a break and say, you know what, this person has their ideas and maybe they're scared too about certain things. And that's okay. And, you know, I have my own ideas and my things that I'm nervous about or scared about, and that's okay too. And I think it's really important that we learn to communicate and meet in the middle instead of finding ways to differentiate ourselves, right? It's like something goes down and we're like, well, I'm in the A group, I'm in the B group. Well, what about the O's and what about the Z's? And I'm, you know, it's like, it doesn't even matter. You know, that A-type personality crap, it doesn't matter. In a time like this, what you need to be certain of is how well you're able to communicate with other people. And it goes beyond what type of personality you have. It goes specifically to what type of character you have, right? Personality versus character. Which one is more valuable? It's clearly going to be your character every time. So don't allow your personality to dominate the room or dominate the environment or dominate the conversation or dominate the interaction. It should be your character that is present at all times because your character allows for other people to enter the room and for you to gain a larger perspective. So hashtag join the conversation if you follow on Twitter at OKDominiqueYes. And also, you know, it's very interesting, right? Have you already had that conversation in your household with your friends, with your family? Have you been dealing with instances where you feel like it's personality versus character in certain conversations or certain atmospheres, whether it's work, family, home, whatever the case may be? If you've been dealing with that, I think that it's a great opportunity now not to necessarily have that conversation about character versus personality, but it's a great time to reflect inwardly on what is your character and what is your personality and how you can best mash the two together to create an environment that's welcoming for other people and that's not chaotic for yourself. So character versus personality, right? How to separate the two and how to allow more of your character to create a serene and balanced, healthy emotional state. First for yourself, and definitely it's something that in turn will have a positive effect on others. Small talk, right? Small talk, but a large topic, and that's one of the things that I want to focus on. But we're also going to get into some other things as well when it comes to being relational. So keep listening. Again, I'm your host for the blog Music Art Culture. Let's continue to talk about this. All right, so last week we actually talked about gratitude. I think I've had a couple of episodes where I've talked about gratitude on the blog Music Art Culture. But to take it a step further, because we're talking about relationship, personality versus character, how to create a more serene environment, and to be clear on ways of communication, if we're really being effective, or are we just being a dominant voice, our presence, and not allowing anything else to get in outside of what our thoughts and beliefs are, right? So in that whole line of communication, one of the things that I wanted to add in the mix is how we relate to each other as, as women. And I say that as women because, just to be clear, if you haven't figured it out, or maybe you just didn't know, I am a female, I'm a woman, and I don't pretend to speak on the male experience. However, I think we've all absorbed how men and women interact with one another and among each other. And one thing that I want to focus on right now are women. I think it's really important to be supportive of other women, and we hear that a lot. It's not about being pro anything. It's really about being a great representation of a communicator who is effective and being able to state what they need to say without stepping on anyone else's right to have an opinion. And it's really interesting because oftentimes the keystrokes that you hear is me on my laptop, but oftentimes we as women can sometimes be defined by things that really aren't a good indication of who we are as people, things that we value. And a lot of that, I think, comes from the way people interpret how we interact, first with one another as women, and then also, you know, in the world with, you know, men and in business and things like that. So we've been talking about personality, we've been talking about character, and in that whole stream of things, one of the things that is really important to me, I got to a point where I've been on this thing where, you know, to communicate is key, and a part of communicating is definitely not feeling the need to be heard vocally. And I say that because I know someone's thinking like, okay, you're talking right now. How is someone going to be able to understand you if you're not vocalizing how you feel, right? I get it. But character also has that force of presence. And in times like this, right? This meaning, you know, COVID-19, state of crisis, state of concern, state of uncertainty. It's a good time to reevaluate how we are able to express ourselves and allow other people to express themselves. And to really make it simple, you don't have to argue over everything. I've gotten to a point in my life where there are things that you do have to verbalize. There are things that do require you to express yourself, right? I mean, I'm not going to know how you feel if you don't let me know how you feel. That's always one-on-one, right? One-on-one. If you feel some kind of way, you have to let someone know. But you have to appropriate when it's about you and maybe when something is about someone else. So I'll give you a prime example. You're going to work or you have a best friend and you're engaging, you're having a great conversation. Someone else enters the room and the whole mood changes. The conversation changes. You feel like you're talking in code. You feel like the body language changes. Now, what do you do? Do you A, say something that totally points out the obvious that that person has now changed because someone else has walked in the room? Or do you be continue to be yourself, keep the conversation, and just allow that person to readjust themselves however they choose to, independent of you? Or do you see stop talking altogether and just kind of disappear and into your own mental zone and wait for that person to leave the room for things to go back to normal? Now, when I was younger, I probably would have done on any given occasion a mix of A, B, and C. Now that I've gotten older, I think it's pretty much the same. However, I also think that one of the keys of maturity is to allow people to be themselves independent of you. So I've actually incorporated more of B, meaning I would allow that person to have their own experience and me not cause attention to it. Now, why is that so important? So for those who really don't get what I'm saying, it's as simple as if someone wants something like coffee and you want tea, and you're both going to Starbucks, and now you get in line, and now you're in front of the barista, and you're telling them that you want tea, and the person you're with is ordering coffee, and then she's ordering the latte with the double shot of espresso or whatever she's doing. And then when you get to your tea order, she's making such a big deal with the barista as you're trying to order your tea. What do you do? Do you continue to order your tea? Or do you then argue or defend your choice to have tea instead of continuing to place your order with the barista? Yeah, you go about your business. You place your order, right? You don't let something get you out of character because it makes someone else feel uncomfortable. And I think as women, sometimes we are very drawn to the opportunity to express ourselves that we forget that our presence that shows up in our character does so much more for a situation than actually attacking the situation verbally by addressing whatever criticism is coming our way. So how do we roll that over into everyday life? When we're faced with adversities, when we're faced with hard decisions like budgeting, how to reallocate our funds when money gets tight, how to decipher who we choose to let borrow our car, if you're a giving person that way, you have to be comfortable with the understanding of some people are not going to agree with your choices just because you don't agree with what they want to do, right? You're not going with the program. And that's okay. You don't have to go with their program, but you also don't have to become overly aggressive about your own program. You just work your program. You know, it's like I'm allergic to cheese. Now I get why people love cheese. It's a beautiful food selection, but I'm allergic to cheese. So I'm not going to prove to someone that I could eat a burger, a cheeseburger. I'm not going to eat macaroni and cheese because they said it's the best. I'm not going to do that because I'm putting my health in danger, right? I mean, I'm making it as simple as I can, even though I know it seems like really elementary. But you have to be comfortable in your own skin. And knowing that people won't always agree with your choice is okay. And you have to allow them to work that out on their own time. And that's okay too. That doesn't make you a bad person because you don't want to argue down with the world. You just have to find energy that matches your decision, your choice, your program, your direction. And once you find yourself aligning with that energy, you find yourself being more productive and getting things done and being able to discover more about yourself. And hopefully you're using that to engage more with the world around you by continuing to build and blossom a new garden filled with character traits that push you forward instead of personality traits that are just in some ways suffocating. So, yes, we've gone from personality versus character to basically being able to make decisions that don't allow you to be misled by other people's personal choices. You don't have to defend where you're going, just go. And then when you get there, you do the same thing. I hope you took something from that. But we're going to talk more. Use the hashtag, join the conversation. This is Dominique for the blog Music Art Culture. I'm having such a great time. I've got my morning coffee. Shout out to the birthdays. We are almost done with April, but we are still rolling strong. So I just want to say shout out to the birthday people. I actually know a few of them. I'm not going to shout everyone else out by name because I know too many of them. I know too many of you. But guess what? Happy birthday, April babies. You are loved and appreciated. You made it another year. Thank God for that. Time to turn up. I don't care if you're doing it from home. Turn up. It's your birthday. And definitely there will be more to celebrate when we end the quarantine, of course. But we can't forget. You are amazing, April babies. Happy, happy birthday. And keep listening. There's more to come for the blog Music Art Culture. All right, we are back. We are back. That's right. So we've been continuing with this topic of relationships, right? We're not talking about the romantic kind, but we're talking about the friendships, the work relationships, and we're talking about personality versus character. We're talking about not sucking all of the energy out of the room. We're talking about how to be more relatable, how to allow people to express themselves without losing who you are in the process. And now we're going to talk about not wearing the cloak of offense. Yeah. Now, I know I just called it a cloak. I know some people are like, why did you just call it a cloak? This is like, what? What are we talking about? No, we are talking about the cloak of offense. I called it the cloak of offense because if you think of a cloak, which is more like a jacket or like, you know, material being like thrown over you like a blanket, right? That's how sometimes being offended feels. When people are doing things that are offensive, how do we feel? We kind of disappear for a minute in our head, right? Because that's where it all happens first. And we think, what's going on? Or maybe that's how we feel about the things around us, right? The people around us. It's like, huh? You know, it's that wall, it's that guard, it's that extra layer. That's the cloak. So it's really just a figure of speech, but it's there. It's always there. So how do we not basically carry around offense? How do we not be offended about everything, even if the person is trying to be offensive? Well, there's not an answer for everything, people. Really, that's the one question you have to answer for yourself. You know what your buttons are. You know the type of people that like to push them. And you know what you need to have the best productive day ever, right? I mean, like, I know that when I'm on top of my game and I'm the most organized, my room is clean. I know that about myself. Yes, when my room is clean, I am unstoppable because my mind is clear. If my room isn't clean, that's because my mind is not clear. That's a fun fact that I actually know about myself. I've learned that about myself as an adult woman. So what are the things that you've learned about yourself as an adult woman, as an adult man? Like, what have you learned about yourself? You know, I tend to drink a lot of coffee. Why? Because I like coffee. I actually like warm beverages. I like them so much that even when it's hot outside, I will still drink hot coffee. I still prefer hot tea. Now, if I'm like in Vegas and it's super hot, of course, I'm not really thinking about hot coffee, but I will consider having some Bailey's or some Kahlua and milk. But enough about me. What about you? What are some of the things that you've gotten to know about yourself that, if not managed properly, you might find that you get your buttons pushed a lot? Those are conversations that I think we have, to be honest with ourselves, right? Because if you think about it, there's a lot of things that don't go right in a day. There are a lot of things that we cannot control within an hour. And we're really lucky if we can get through a whole day and things go favorably, meaning they don't have to go our way. And most of the time, I don't think they do go our way. But I think sometimes we feel that they are going well or they are going our way because we're able to manage the things we can't control by not being allowed to be affected by them. We don't allow the things we can't control to throw us off our game. We adjust with whatever change is happening, right? I mean, I'll give you a prime example. If I'm going to Trader Joe's and I can't find this particular milk, well, let me go to Sprouts. It's not Trader Joe's brand, but I'm sure I can find the same type of milk at Sprouts that I'm looking for, right? Okay. I'll give you another example, just in case nobody knows what Sprouts or Trader Joe's is, which is basically a grocery market for produce, and it's supposed to be healthier than your regular grocery store. If I like Starbucks and there's no Starbucks, but I see a Coffee Bean down the corner, I can go to Coffee Bean, right? Because that's another coffee house. You get my point? So we're able to win when we're able to adjust past the dilemma of our first choice. Now let's go a little deeper. If we are working or maybe not working or had reduced hours, well, maybe we still have bills, maybe we still don't have bills, depending on how your finances are set up. But the point is, whether you have bills or don't have bills, your hours have been adjusted. So what do you do with your earnings? Do you save more or do you stress more? How are you able to adjust to the change, whether you can control the change or the outcome? What is your choice and how do you engage? So those are things that we all have to independently answer for ourselves. And I don't think it's fair that I give a solution. I think it's more adequate that we all just ask those questions out loud and develop those answers, because that's what really makes us strong. That's what makes us more resilient. That's what makes us really figure things out and become successful in life. When we're not able to get bothered by everybody else's issues, right? And sometimes we're not even able to be bothered by our own hangups. It's like, I wanted to be a size 6, but I actually woke up and was a size 8. What do I do? Do I... I know somebody's listening like, did she just say she wanted to be a size 6 but woke up a size 8? Yes, I said that. I wanted to be a size 6, but I woke up a size 8. But what do I do about that? Do I keep my size 6 dress? Absolutely. And what else do I do about that? I work hard to get in my size 6 dress. Yes, because I want to wear that size 6. Is it about the size 6 or is it about the dress? It's both. It just so happens that the dress is a size 6, so I've got to be in it. And that's the way that works. So we put our goals high and we basically get our thoughts together. And that's how we don't be overwhelmed by, you know, not being able to control the situation. We're not worn down by the cloak of offense, and we're able to see clearly because we're keeping our priorities in check, meaning we know what our goals are, we know what we're reaching out for. Just like if you were going to reach in the cabinet or the fridge for some food, that food is your goal, and your hand reaching, that's you making action steps. So even with the simple choices that we can't control that don't involve food or fridge, you have to keep that same attitude. What are my action steps? What am I moving forward with? What am I choosing to believe about myself and other people today? And am I willing to give people a break for just being human? Am I willing to give them a break because they might be experiencing some emotional breakdown or some other type of breakdown that has nothing to do with me? Am I willing to give them a break? And by giving them a break, am I willing to give myself a break? Which means I can acknowledge how they feel without falling apart and getting wrapped up in the drama of it, and still stay in my own lane and do what I have to do. Even if that means that I have to back away from their emotional situation, I can still be supportive with a character response that says, hey, I don't think you're a bad person. And in fact, I still like you and I'm supportive of you as a person, without allowing my personality to step in and say, hey, this doesn't agree with me, and then turn it into a judgmental thing, right? We don't need to allow our personality to judge people. Instead, we need to allow our character to fill in the gap and just be present in that environment as we do our part to be our best and not be weighed down by maybe what other people are experiencing that has nothing to do with us or might be directed towards us. But it's all about being able to own our own energy, take control of our own behavior by choosing to engage, right? Meaning we choose what we engage with. We don't respond to everything. We're selective. And we move forward doing our best, growing, and allowing ourselves to be put in an atmosphere that is allowing us to grow. And I think when we're able to do that, we're able to see things more clearly. We're able to be more productive. We're able to grow and have faith. And we're able to grow and be more graceful when it comes to other people being able to do the same thing. So I hope that that's helpful for you today. Our episode on relationships, the non-romantic kind. I hope you enjoyed it. Please share it with a friend. Feel free to subscribe for free to the blog Music Art Culture. You can also follow me on Twitter at OKDominiqueYes. And make sure, if you follow on Twitter, be sure to keep up with some of the fun posts that I do also for Mary Kay. It's a lot of fun. I'm going to work on putting together a contest soon, and maybe I'll give away some free product. It should be fun, but it'll be through social media interaction. So if you're interested, follow at OKDominiqueYes for more details. You can also follow me on Instagram at IGDominique. Keep listening. You can subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Listen to past and previous episodes of the blog Music Art Culture. I'm sure I said that a few times, but just don't want you to forget. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back to do this again next week. Till next time.